Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Zechariah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. Now, after the Samaritan leaders had compelled the Jews to stop the construction of the temple by threats of violence, compelled them to stop, Haggai and Zechariah, the Old Testament prophets, you can find their books, well, they encourage Zerubbabel and the other Jewish leaders to get back at building the temple. And they say that in the name of God, God owns this project. This whole temple building project belongs to God. God has commissioned them and God is over them and they belong to God. And they should not be intimidated or stymied by human leaders who are but a breath. And God is watching over his people. And so Zerubbabel and Joshua, as they get back to this construction, Tatanai shows back up and he interrogates them and he writes a report back to the king. And he asks him, who authorized you to do this? And I'm taking names too. And so they tell him, we were authorized by the king. We lost this temple. And they say, and he records this in his letter. The Jews say, we recognize we lost this temple because we were not faithful to God. And so we angered our God, the God of heaven, the God who is over all of everything, right? He's God of heaven. And gave us into the hands of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. And he destroyed the temple and deported us. But the same God who did that was also the God that moved the heart of King Cyrus, who decreed that the house of God must be rebuilt. And that this King Cyrus, he not only authorized it, he paid for it. And it's interesting how the Persian kings, even though they don't believe in the God of Israel, he's just one more God in their pantheon. Nevertheless, they're hedging their bets because we do not want this God to bring his wrath upon us. And they saw the value of establishing the faith of the God of Israel, the God of heaven. And what's interesting today is about how secular pagans reject the blessings of the Christian faith in our own nation, how they reject the blessings that come from God's people. And yet we see the outcome of what happens when people don't have faith. There is an increase of broken homes, broken marriages, of crime, of drug use. I mean, suicides, and the list just goes on and on because people are cut asunder from the source of life, who is God. And that's the thing, is that our best human efforts are never enough to bring about peace and tranquility in human society. And so these Samaritan leaders, even though they curse these people of faith, they send the letter and they say to the king, maybe you should find out what the truth is. Go search the records. Well, friends, let me pray for you. Lord, we pray that as the people of God, we would not be intimidated by this world, but that we would be bold in the name, in your holy name, to build up the worship of your name in our lives for the sake and the blessing of the people around us. And that the blessings of God's people would be shared with our community. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Hey, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.